So here it is, part two, the finals of the Pearl Jam Championship Edition. And you may be asking yourself, Justin, why is this happening? Well, because I won. There's something wrong with my brain, and I could not, in good conscience, finish editing and putting out the Radiohead Championship Edition until the Pearl Jam, which was the first one, Pearl Jam Championship Edition, hit the airwaves. So it is officially available on the feed, so you can understand the concept, which it's not hard. But if you're a deprogrammed listener, you already kind of know the concept. But here it is. Six impassioned Pearl Jam fans duking it out to make a top 10 now out of the 40 that they built on the last one. So stay tuned and enjoy the finals for Pearl Jam Championship Edition.
Like to contact the show, send us an email at liveonfourlegspodcast@gmail.com or follow us on any of our social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram at liveonfourlegspodcast and on Twitter at liveonfourlegspod. Previously on Pearl Jam Deprogram Championship Edition.
Bro, one vote for Jeremy.
One?
I do not have Jeremy.
Oh no!
Bro. Quit recording. Is this, do we need to finish this?
Even Flow is like the epitome of Mike McCready and Stone Gossard on guitar. And it got trashed.
It's trash. It's trash.
I'll remember this later, gentlemen.
Be mad at us that we didn't put Even Flow or Jeremy in the top 10. That's fine.
Oh my god, I'm glad I'm not playing.
You have it? Oh.
Yes.
Thank God.
Well, thank God.
Yeah, because
you just accused me of a second ago voting for Sue Forget. Come on.
How do you not have immortality?
Joey.
Set it off.
Dude.
And if you guys pass on Inside Job, you're all assholes. All
right. Just so I'm just clear, like, I'm going to bite, scratch, and claw for that to go into the 10.
We'll see how it goes.
It was really hard.
What?
About... Watch yourself. It was really hard not to take both Go and Animal. It did.
We can drop Binaural if we put Stay Low and Trust in.
We're trading now?
We got it.
Let's put it this way. I will fight to the death to make sure Ledbetter does not make it to the final 10.
Trash! Trash!
Hey everybody, now welcome to Live on Four Legs, a definitive live Pearl Jam podcast, and welcome back to the finals of Deprogrammed. And if you tuned in to the last episode, boy, you probably needed a little bit of a break before you got to this one. We understand. It was a tough episode to get through. It was long. There were six people arguing the whole entire time, and they probably did not pick your favorite song, and that's okay. That's totally okay, because it's not due to that we don't love it. It's not that we want to put it in the trash. It's just something that happened. So here we are today. It's the finals. We picked 40 songs in our last episode to get to the finals. And today we are going to be picking 10, the final 10 with the number one with a bullet. And why don't we just get to, I'm just going to get to all 40 of them right here. Here we are. From the album 10, Alive, Black Porch Release. From Verses, Go, Animal, Daughter, Rearview Mirror, Indifference. From Vitalogy, Last Exit, Nothing Man, Tremor Christ, Corduroy, Better Man, and Immortality. From No Code, Hail Hail, In My Tree, Off He Goes, Red Mosquito, and Present Tense. From Yield, Brain of Jay, Given a Fly, Do the Evolution, In Hiding. From Binaural, Light Years and Nothing as It Seems. From Riot Act, Save You, Love Boat Captain, and You Are. From Avocado, Just One, Inside Job. From Backspacer, Unthought Known, There Were No Lightning Bolt Songs Taken. From Gigaton, Dance of the Clairvoyance. From Merkinball Record, I Got Shit and Long Road. From the single soundtrack, Breath. And from Lost Dogs, Sad, Yellow Ledbetter, Hard to Imagine, Footsteps, and Wash. That will be all what we're fighting for today. Everybody is picking 15 songs per person. We are going to whittle it all down to 10. Hi, I'm Randy Sobel. I'm over here. John Farrar is over there. We have four other guests and Justin Wilson that we'll get to in a second over here. And your waving doesn't mean that we can all see you because this is an audio podcast. So they're all waving at you, but you don't know that. So, John, how are we feeling? What's up with this one? How's it going?
This is the one, right? This is what we planned out when we said this thing. This is going to be the one. We're going to get down to it, and I don't know how we're going to do this. Like this could go one of two ways. I'm just prepared to be very sad. How are you tonight, Justin?
I'm awake.
That counts. That counts.
That's as best as I can give you this week. It's been a week. I have one quick question before we dive in here. I should have asked this last week, but in the excitement of everything that was going on, it just kind of slipped my mind. What did we do wrong on our Pearl Jam list on Deprogrammed?
Well, first of all, you only did like, I think, first three albums and last three albums. So there was not a lot of No Code and almost none, and there was no Yield. No Binaural, no Riot Act. And those are like kind of the mid period where they really kind of found themselves and started to grow. I think those are a lot of the fan favorite albums, especially No Code and Yield. And so I think it was just a matter. And like, you know, like I said, there was 10 albums at that point. There's 11 now. It's impossible to do all those in one episode unless you're going to do something like this. So when I was doing, you know, you left out two of my favorite albums. So I was like, well, this just doesn't count. There has to be like an asterisk by this. It's just not right. So I'm glad we got a chance to write that a little bit and like get everything included. But I'm starting to realize like, what have I done? Like I've made my bed and I now have to lie in it.
And can you imagine doing that if you didn't know, you know, I don't want to say anything about Pearl Jam, but what if you were in my shoes?
Right.
Look, the name of the game is Deprogrammed, and you all have each picked 15 songs of the 40 that you've already fought just to get this far. And now you got to fight one more time to come out with a top 10. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the action is here, because hearing you guys beforehand, actually, let's do a little bit of that. How did your gameplay change for this, Randy?
Man, I just had to go with what was in my heart and the songs that I've felt close to and attached to over the years. I just had to go with my gut feeling on a lot of this. We made a top 25 list not too long ago. I tried not to follow what was on that, so no spoilers there. I may have strayed and I may not have strayed, but there are a lot of songs that have just followed me for a really long time that I just can't seem to get rid of. So they had to be in, but that means a lot of great songs were just 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Like they were all just had to be cut. It just had to be done.
So we know that John picked Yellow Ledbetter 15 times. What was it like this time, John?
Yeah, it was like a lot similar to Randy. I just went with emotional resonance. Like I went with what really grabbed me and what's really stuck with me. And it might have been like a lyric, it might have been the way the music goes, it might have been a chord change or something, but just, you know, listening back, just the things that grabbed me immediately. And I went through, and 14 of them were fairly easy to pick. And then I had, for that last one, I had a list of about 20 songs that could have made that last cut. So that was difficult. I probably switched out my number 15 song probably at least five or six times. So I think I surprised myself with a couple of them going back and listening. So that'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but it was difficult. Like this is going to be brutal.
Patrick, with the change in having these final 40, did you find it difficult to come down to your 15?
Definitely difficult to come down to the 15. Like if I look at the 15 or 16 that follow the top 15 and think like, wow, if I was a band and I had that on a record, I'd be pretty fucking happy. I went with what, let's imagine that I had Spotify starting in 1991. I'm pretty sure these 15 songs would be like the most 15 played songs on my Spotify from the beginning of time.
And Joey, how are you approaching the gameplay for this round?
Very, very similar. Lots of focus on the most personal ones. I mean, I feel like that's the direction you have to go here. And we really look into the more definitive side of things once we start to compare lists together. But really, I mean, you know, there was one short round of cutting at the beginning that was easy. Not that there were necessarily bad songs on this list of 40, but just songs that you knew couldn't compete with the rest. And then after that, soon enough, a little bit later, it was like you're cutting limbs off at that point. So, you know, I got my list of 15 right here, and I got all my cuts down here. So now, you know, there was a lot of mentions of what were number 16 songs on previous lists. Now I actually know what that is. And just like how Patrick said, looking at this list, we got, you know, I would be very, very happy being a band that has these songs in their catalog, not even the ones in the top 15. So I know that we're going to have a very, very good list by the end of this thing, but there will be a lot of pain we'll have to endure to get there, I guess. So we'll see what happens.
Any surprises in your list, Bradley?
I wouldn't say surprises for me, but for the other guys, they might be surprised, but not too much. I kind of stuck with a lot of the same songs I had gone earlier, maybe ranking them different because of they're up against different songs now. But for the most part, I kind of stuck with the same plan as I just went by, like everybody else said, kind of by their feel, their emotion. It was easy to get down. Well, I wouldn't say easy, but I got down to a final like 18 or 19, pretty okay. And then it was the last few that I had to cut that were the most difficult. And I, you know, I could be, if I tried to do this again next week, my list could have three different songs on it. Just, you know, sometimes it's just what kind of mood I'm in at the time for what, you know, for which songs I'm favoring at the time. So I finalized it this morning and we'll see where it goes. Hopefully all some fun.
Do you have a game plan coming in here, Curtis?
Maybe we'll see. Maybe I have a little bit of a game plan. Maybe
your game plan.
Maybe there's some
crossing things off right now.
Assembling my list, almost every one of these songs throughout the last 29 years, I can say was my favorite Pearl Jam song. And by extension, my favorite song. So it came together very quickly for me. Oh. And I hemmed and hawed over those last three a little bit, but probably a dozen of these that I'm going to talk about are legitimately at some point in my life, my very favorite song. And I will endeavor to not take it personally, people voting against the entire history of me.
That's his game plan right there. That's the game plan. Make it personal. I like it. Let's play dirty. All right. So same rules as last time. It has to hit at least three of y'all to make it to the conversation. Two or less, and it hits for y'all. I'm bringing it back for Pearl Jam. It's trash. It goes in. So we're starting with you, Randy. Where do you want to go to open it up?
All right, I'm going to be like a GM at the NHL draft here or something like that. I'm just going to be like, this has been great opportunity and been a lot of fun for all of us. There's just one thing that I just want to bring up before we do get into picking the songs. And putting six people together and finding different people from different backgrounds with different tastes, it's a challenge. But one of the things that I wish would have done with the panel and we were trying to do is, you know, Pearl Jam has such a great female demographic with their fans. And I wish we would have had one female that was on the panel because they just speak for just about half the fan base. And it's very important. But that's my only thing. I think that the five of you have been awesome and Justin have been awesome and have been doing a great job. But that was just the one thing I wanted to bring up is just, this is missing a female presence as the voice of Pearl Jam. So, you know, six white dudes that are arguing over Pearl Jam. No, Yeah, of course they are. But
I think you're just stalling because you don't have a list.
Yep, just writing it down all right now. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Yep, this one. Okay, here, my first pick is going to be a song that I didn't expect. This is really the only song I didn't expect to be in my top 15. And the reason why I picked it is sometimes you just got to go on that long car ride. And I had to go on a long car ride to pick up a stocking stuffer for my wife. And it was probably a mall about an hour away. And I played this whole entire playlist. And I just felt this song like I never had before. My first pick is Indifference.
I've got it.
No.
It didn't make my final 15.
One more yes. Oops.
Joey?
No.
No? Okay. That's all right.
Randy, all right. You and I can be friends.
See, for now. That's the lesson. You never start with the one that means the most to you.
Yep. It was just the one that I least expected. That's why I wanted to play it first.
Yeah.
You have to learn to be indifferent toward it. See what I did?
Hey.
Hey-o. All right, John, you're up.
All right, let's. This is at the top of the list. Corduroy.
Yes.
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 Yes, it's on mine.
Bagel.
Yes, number 5 for me.
All right.
Hey.
Unanimous.
Patrick.
Okay. Boy, already have one in the trash, but I did get one unanimous. I'm going to try to keep the trend. I'm hoping I'm keeping the trend. I'm going with my number one, Present Tense.
I have it.
Yes.
Number 10. Yes.
Yep. I've got it on mine.
John.
Yes.
Oh, wow. All right. I will say this was not one that I expected to be unanimous, so we're on a good track here.
Taste-o.
Do you see the way that tree bends? Does it inspire?
Man, 2 unanimous already. Y'all are doing really, really well here.
I think we also know each other's taste by now, so right. we're feeding off that a little bit.
There you go. All right, Joey.
Okay. Let's see. There's 2 routes I can go with this. I can either try to keep the unanimous ones going because I feel like, you know, I'm looking at my list and I'm seeing songs that I really like, and some of which are ones that I feel like could be unanimous, or I could go the other route. I'm trying to think what I should do here. How about we go a little bit earlier than No Code, and we try a song that I probably think would be unanimous in Rearview Mirror.
Yes.
It's
on my list.
It is not on my list.
Ooh.
It was a hard one.
Yeah. I'll make it 5.
Okay.
I'm not upset about it. It was just a hard one. It was.
Yeah, I mean, it's an impossible choice. So.
But it looks pretty good to get into the final 10. That won't be too tough to argue, I would think. But let's not.
We'll see.
Let's not count our chickens. I'm just going to put that one on ice for a sec.
Yep. All right, Bradley.
Let's see. I will start with, I believe the way I started the other day, I will throw out there with I Got Shit.
Not on my list.
It would have been in my second 15.
Yeah, it was 27 for me.
I do have I Got Shit.
Has everybody voted?
So I think that's 2.
2. Oof. Yeah. Happens.
Oh, yeah.
It happens. All right, Curtis?
Let's shoot for another unanimous here. Given to Fly.
No.
Yes for me.
No for me.
Number 17 for me.
Ooh. Yeah, that was around where I had it too.
I'll save it. I have it, so that gives it 3.
Oh, it's in the combo.
Woo! Woo.
In there, even though I didn't have it.
I think somebody said, I don't know if that was when we were on air, there's probably going to be a lot of threes.
Yes. A lot of threes.
All right, so we're back up to the top. Randy.
I am going to take a song that I put at number 15, and it was falling, and it just found a way because I convinced myself this was one that in college that I remember just putting the volume up to my stereo as loud as possible and just bothering everybody with it. So I put Go on my list.
Yes.
Number 8 for me. Yes.
Yes from Brad.
Bradley. Okay. John.
No.
So that's 4.
4. All right. John.
All right. Let's take it back to the beginning. I got to go with Black.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes from me.
Yes.
Right in front of Go, number 7, actually.
Bagel?
No.
No.
Oh,
it was 19. I'm sorry. It's hard. I don't say that lightly at all.
You know,
goes into the convo. It's 5 or 6.
You were the wild card last time.
He was.
And you're kind of the wild card this time too. So that's interesting. It's interesting. We'll have a lot to debate over. No Black, no Rearview Mirror, unanimous. That's very interesting, you guys.
It's also very interesting to see 2 5s. I was honestly looking at probably if they weren't unanimous, we were going to just get a ton of 3s here. So
yeah.
All right.
Still could happen.
Still could happen. Probably still will happen. Right. Patrick?
All right. So I'm going to go. We haven't really talked. Well, I guess we talked 1. Yield song, but I'm going to throw another one out there. I'm going to go with In Hiding.
Oh, yeah.
I did not pick In Hiding.
It did not make my list.
It was in my last painful round of cuts. Really annoyed me that I couldn't include it.
No.
The song of quarantine is cut.
So is that 2?
That was only 2. Yeah. That was Bagel and Curtis.
I love when John plays the drama card.
Oh, yeah. He's waiting for it. He loves doing that.
Wait till last. Yeah.
All right, Joey.
In Hiding still continues as in my opinion the underrated song. Definitely lives up to that. Was not my list though. Let's see.
Just rubbing salt in that wound, like
you didn't get your song.
I'm gonna go back to should we start? Should we start chopping at 10 songs?
You can do whatever you like.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get to him eventually.
We already did Black, I guess. Okay. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna go off of that. I'm gonna go to Vitalogy. How about Last Exit? Does anybody else have that?
This was a really, really difficult cut.
That was one of my lists. Yeah, that I did not make it, but it was on my almost list.
No Last Exit for me.
So is that just Bagel and Joey?
Yeah, I heard 2.
Oh man.
Hey, you guys, NTP is still in the conversation.
That's yep. True.
that could get very interesting if we have to go there.
Could you imagine like the last time NTP was in play was Sonic Youth with you? Can you imagine if it happened on your creation?
Yep.
That would be very that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Bradley.
All right. Let's go with how about Do the Evolution?
Yes.
No.
No.
My one cut and my second to last cut. It was really, really hard. No.
No.
Ooh.
At least we don't have any solo. So far, there's no solos here.
And nobody's embarrassed yet.
So at least everybody has a dance partner in this.
Which plays very, very well for John's NTP hopes.
It would just be crazy for all. We each get to pick one out of the trash, like six songs coming out of there. That would just be insane. Yeah.
All right, Curtis.
Wouldn't help anything.
No.
You guys be good to me on this one. Please, no trash here. Immortality.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Got it.
Number 18.
Oh.
And number 9.
Make it 5?
I have it as well, yeah.
All right. 5 is a good number.
That's in.
Well, Joey, you left it from being unanimous in the first one too, so having it as number 18 seems pretty high for that.
Yeah, no. It you know, definitely rose once it was being compared to these other songs for some reason. It was hard to cut. I love Vitalogy songs, and that song is definitely no exception. Even though I had to move it out of the way to make room for other songs last time, I think.
All right, Randy, back around to you.
Okay, we haven't done a Lost Dog yet, so I'm just going to throw one out there. How about Footsteps?
No.
That was one of my last cuts.
Is that a no from everybody?
That did
not. I got it.
Oh, you do have it. Oh, okay.
Yep.
There was one.
It was right below Do the Evolution for me. It was a hard cut.
John, you going to save us or no?
No, didn't have Footsteps.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. John?
In My Tree.
Yes.
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 It is not unanimous.
Oh. Ooh. So many fives.
I've played one unanimous and 2 5s so far. I'm doing pretty good on my the ones I'm picking, at least.
Yeah. 1, 2, and you've got 8 between a conversation and unanimous. Just keeping my eye on the NTP situation. Patrick.
I also am going to go to Lost Dogs, and I'm sure that this is based on where things have headed, is not going to, and this might be the first one, I'm guessing, but Wash.
It's not on mine.
That was another late cut for me.
Right below Footsteps. And that same.
No Wash for me.
So my number Wash. 2 song is off.
That was a tough one to cut for me.
Wow.
Number 2.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah, that was around like 23. I had it in the final 10.
All right. Joey?
I hate picking songs so much.
You're in the wrong place. But we do.
Really picked the wrong place. Let's see. I'm going to... I'm going to go with another no code cut that deserves its appreciation, in my opinion. My number 11 on my list, Hail Hail.
You're a lucky one. You got one.
That was another one that just missed my list.
As a no for me.
John, save it?
Yep, I have it.
All right, it gets 3.
Inching one more closer to dashing John's dreams. All right, Bradley?
Oof. I'm debating where to go with this one because my first 2 nominees went right to the waste bucket, or the Olay bucket, we'll call it. And so I'm debating if I should pick one that hopefully gets us a lot of votes or take another swing for the fences one. All right, I'll go with one that I'm hoping some people have. How about Release?
Yes.
Number 1.
Okay.
Yes.
Unanimous.
No.
Oh, okay. That's, that could have been a late change, him being angry that In My Tree was not unanimous.
No, just tough. Was that four on that one or five?
Five.
That was five.
Okay.
Yeah, we have five. These are really tough. These are really, really tough. I can't say that any song deserves to be on any list. So,
and it's official. NTP is out the window.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So we're over to Curtis.
We'll start reaching here a little bit. An album that I seem to like more than the consensus here. I go with the one tune off of the Avocado record, Inside Job.
Yes. Joey, you had that speech last time.
Okay. So yes, but it was number 13. Wow. So
okay.
Yeah.
It did not make my list.
No.
No.
That's three.
And the only Avocado representation gets to be in the conversation. Very nice. Okay. I have four left. I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
I also have four left.
So probably one more round is good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. One more and then dump out. So okay. Far up, Randy.
Okay. I'm just going to go with the song that basically everybody knows me for, and that's Brain of Jay. I don't think it's going to advance, but I said that last time. I got five votes. So let's see how it works this time.
I am a yes.
Randy, Brain of Jay is number four on my list somehow.
Hey. Whoa. Okay. It's number five on mine. So geez. All right. Let's fight for it.
I love the song, but it didn't make my 15.
Yeah. No, no Brain of Jay for me.
Half the panel's pretty good, though.
That ain't bad, considering you've prefaced it with, yeah, there's no way.
Wait. I said that last time, too, and I got my wish.
Yep. All right, John?
Can I go back and say that for Wash?
All right. So this was, I'm going to play my number 15. This was the one that was the last second edition. This is a song that, again, I don't expect it to make the list. I'm gonna throw that out there, hoping for the best. But hopefully, it hits some of you guys like it did me. Nothing, man.
Oh,
that was my 17. Legitimately, I just missed it.
Yeah, I didn't have that one.
Killed me to not include that one.
Ooh,
that's just the uno. Just the one.
Wow.
That's the only one we've had.
No.
Wash.
Oh yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
John and Bagel are on an island.
Oh, I'm guessing my next one will be a ones.
All right, Patrick.
I'm throwing out now to hope where we can land on something. So Alive.
Yes, I have it on mine.
Number two.
It qualifies, but it doesn't get a vote from me.
Not for me either.
Dear God.
I know.
Was that three?
Yes. That's
three. It qualifies. Their most popular song and their most relevant song is, yeah, it qualifies. You can't say that about Even Flow that's getting in the trash episode. Or Jeremy that's in the trash episode.
Eked its way in. All right, Joey?
Let's see. What haven't I called yet? What haven't we called yet? Let's see. This one, I didn't expect to make it, but then it ended up making it. Off of Versus, we got Daughter.
No,
I do not have it.
That was a very difficult number 18 for me.
Ooh.
It was a very difficult number 40 for me.
I have Daughter.
No.
Saves Joey from being.
Yeah, at least it's not a one.
Yeah, I would have been surprised if it made it, to be honest. I don't know why.
All right, Bradley.
All right. Well, look in here. We only have one song in the that even qualifies or that's in a conversation from the Matt Cameron era, which has been 2/3 of the band.
That's
so yeah. I will throw I know you had said something about, oh, you're not gonna look at the albums. I tried not to either, but I'm gonna at least throw out one from that era. How about Unthought Known?
No.
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 Mm.
There's the island.
Yeah, that's right.
Trash Island.
Trash.
Goes into the trash. All right. So we are over to Curtis.
Okay, I know that this isn't the format of the show, but I'm going to use my pick to be a soapbox.
This is not going to go well.
No, this is going to go really well.
We're in trouble. We're in trouble.
I have an outstanding point here.
That's where the episode takes a turn.
Yeah, we're taking a serious turn. The, like, hardcore, long-time jadedness of the six of us is kind of playing out a little bit. And this song absolutely positively needs to be addressed, and I'm very confident I'm the only one who voted for it. If you listen to 100 hours of Pearl Jam, maybe you've never even heard it. And if you listen to 1,000 hours of Pearl Jam, it might be your favorite song. And after 10,000 hours of Pearl Jam, like I'm sure we've all had, you're totally sick of it and you never want to hear it again. And you leave early to get to your car and get out of the parking lot. Yellow fucking Ledbetter.
Well done.
Let Pat go first. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have Yellow Ledbetter.
No. 41B.
What?
It also didn't make my list.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. Nothing you said was wrong. Right. It just doesn't make that highest echelon of songs, I think.
It definitely deserved to be in the 40, and I'm glad we fought for that.
Yes.
Because that it absolutely deserved to be on this list. But as the top 10, well, if you put a different six people together, then it might be the number one. It might be a unanimous pick. You just don't know.
I'm 100% sure this episode will get some hate, and it can be to the other five of you. Because I voted.
There's much to love and much to hate out of almost every choice you made.
Curtis has done his duty. All right, you want to dump out, Randy, whatever you got left?
Yes, and it's mostly 2000s era. Let's go with Light Years.
I have it, yes.
I do not.
Johnny, it's tattooed on you.
Yes, I do have Light Years.
Curtis, you're nodding. Do you have it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's four. Not bad. Love Boat Captain.
Number 16. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that did not make my list.
I have it.
Okay. Saves it from being on the island. And my last one was unanimous last time. I doubt it's going to be unanimous this time. Sad.
No.
No.
29 for me, but I was so happy that got in. That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, sad for me.
All right. Well, I found the island.
You too. On your very, very, very last one.
A trash island.
Appropriate. All right, John?
I've only got two left. First one is Off He Goes.
That was a late cut for me. No.
Yeah, that was 25 for me.
Nope, for me.
Ooh. Ooh. And my last one is Long Road.
Mm.
That was tough. That was in the 20.
Right.
No one else Long Road either?
No.
Nope.
Wow.
All right. Patrick.
Based on where we are, I've got two left, and I know these are not crossing into the conversation barring some miracle, but my number 10 was Red Mosquito.
Have that.
One song better than Yellow Ledbetter for me.
So
is that a yes or a no?
No.
Oh.
Number 37.
Yeah, unfortunately, did not make mine.
Okay.
All right.
Got two.
And then my 15 is Porch.
That was just missed my list. That was the last cut I left, so it did not make mine. But I'd be happy if everybody else voted for it because I have no problem pushing it through. But it unfortunately was not on mine.
The fight for Tremor Christ from the last episode
goes
unfounded in this one in the finals.
So far,
forgotten.
Yeah.
It was 17 right after my 16, which nobody talked about.
And the probability of us putting it in each of our top 15 was very low anyway. So,
right.
So you still have outside chance here, Joey, if you hit both Bradley and Curtis, what do you got left?
Okay. I'm pretty sure did. I must have just misheard this because it blows my mind that this wasn't picked yet. I think it had to have been. We talked about Better Man, right?
No,
we didn't. Number six on the list.
No, I don't have it.
Oof.
So that was 16 for me. Yeah.
Yeah, I do not have it.
Wow. And then my only other one, number 15. Dance of the Clairvoyants made it, guys.
All right, good for Dance.
Yeah, I didn't have it on my list, but good for it.
There are going to be some long, long time songs that might not have a vote, and Dance got a vote. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the young fan, so it was the true one album that right. I fully experienced in person with the full kind of fan experience toward it.
You and your TikTok and your fleets.
Yeah.
I still maintain if there was a tour, there'd be a potentially different feeling about yeah. that.
That's entire album. Very yeah, possible.
I agree.
It's very possible. No.
Especially a song we will get to
in the trash episode.
Yeah.
Big time.
All right. You have no chance here, Bradley, but you might as well dump them out.
Sure. We'll see if me and Curtis have any matches here. The last two, I had Nothing As It Seems. I didn't think
that
was so.
My 16.
Okay. And then my last one, which was Breath. Okay.
All right. Curtis?
I'm all out.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
So only five didn't get played.
Wow.
Animal, Tremor Christ, Save You, You Are, Hard to Imagine. I was very close to picking Hard to Imagine. So
me too.
That was
me
on
too.
My late cut list.
Wow, that just doesn't get recognized. If we did like a round of, hey, what did everybody cut late? And then we could have them.
Right. If we did 20, it'd be 20.
We had a lot more trash than I figured. You guys, there was, I was not expecting it to be this much. I thought we would have a much tougher conversation.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is, and only two unanimous where we, a lot of them last time we were at the five and six level.
Yeah.
You know, so here we go.
I'm interested to see here that you landed so many fives, didn't land nearly as many threes. There's 12 total in the conversation that you got to pare down to eight. So unanimous, you've got Corduroy and Present Tense in the conversation with five votes each. Rearview Mirror, Black, Immortality, In My Tree, and Release. In the conversation with four, Light Years and Go. In the conversation with three, Alive, Given to Fly, Hail Hail, Inside Job, and Brain of Jay. So, do you want to tackle the fives first?
I think there's some shoe-ins. I think Rearview Mirror should go on. I'll be the first to campaign for that.
Any disagreement?
Yeah, who's Dark Side should... Rearview Mirror?
Yeah, who's the holdout?
That was Bagel, I believe.
That would be me.
Bagel, the
longtime fan there.
No, I'm good with it going in. It was a hard cut. I mean, that wasn't. I mean, that was 21 on my list. It wasn't like that wasn't like an easy 21 by any stretch of the imagination. My flip side on that is that's a song much like Porch that I like it live more than anything. And I didn't really only think about this. I really focused on studio. So it's absolutely fine to go across.
Right. Anybody else want to go to bat for one of these fives?
I think In My Tree is low-key maybe their best song. So I feel like that one needs to be on this list to represent. I mean, we already have Present Tense off of No Code, but In My Tree is such a different thing, and it's such a unique song for them. I think it needs to be on this list.
No Code is the best record, so there should be four other songs too, but yes. In My Tree goes across.
I'm fine with In My Tree. I was on my list both times, so.
I'm cool with that too.
All right. So nobody.
Randy, you were the one that didn't have it.
I'm kind of waiting to see.
Oh, okay.
I want to see what other ones can go through. I'm okay with it. Like, I don't think we should put it in this early, but if we're around the seventh or eighth and we're looking for one, yeah, that can go in.
So
but I'm not ready.
Pencil it in, kind of.
It's kind of a pencil. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's put it up at the top. Holding Fast. Okay. Holding Fast to His Block. All right. Do you guys want to stay on the fives, or do you want to start focusing on other stuff? Anything anybody wants to go to bat for?
I think there are a couple other fives we should address. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, you look at Black and such an emotional song. Like you know, the story is, you know, the record company wanted him to make a video for it. They wouldn't do it. It's a personal song. I think that one has to be on this list as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm fine with it being on there. I put it on my list. So,
Bagel, the two fives that we've picked have been the ones that you haven't voted for. So, if I rejected one, you can reject one.
I mean, I can't reject Black Going Cross. I'm just being honest. All fives, I think, go in, and it's the war of the others, from my opinion. I mean, I don't think there's...
It should probably get to that point.
But I'm totally fine with Black.
Black in?
Yes.
So let's address what he just said, because honestly, if I was playing, that's how I'd be looking at it. These fives have, I mean, that's five of six. That's as close to as unanimous as you can get. Literally.
So we got Release, Immortality, in My Tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those can.
So we are going to say they're all in now.
Yeah. I was just waiting for an argument later, build the drama.
Sure. Well, we're going to have some right now.
Yeah. Fun starts.
There's seven in the conversation and three spots.
Yep. So yeah, it's gonna happen. So, well, let me ask you this. Is there anything that's gotten here and anybody's willing to surrender into the trash?
I have to look just one more time.
I mean, I think Inside Job has made a valiant play, but I don't think it can stand up with the rest of these songs.
The one thing I'll say is it was brought up before, not a lot of Matt Cameron songs in this. So do we feel like it's necessary to put in a Cameron song? We have Light Years as well.
If we're thinking about it through that lens, Light Years is a lot stronger.
I didn't vote for either of them, but I would vote for Light Years over the two.
I would too. Yeah, I think that's fair.
I'm saying great job. Inside Job, fantastic work. We don't want to expect you to make it this far. Right. Yes. Happy to be here.
Hit the shower.
It's time for you to sit down.
Adios.
This is for the big boys.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with the song. Nothing wrong with the feeling of the song. It's amazing. Glad it made it this far. Best song on that record, hands down. But it just doesn't stand up with the tall trees and the rest of this list.
Love you, Mike McCready.
Totally fair.
The one thing I would add to in support of that also, like, I mean, you know, with all due respect to Matt Cameron and, you know, an effort to try to balance this, like, we shouldn't be trying to balance this list.
No.
It should not be a conversation at all.
I just throw it into the conversation because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's a conversation. So
I also would suggest that the difference between deprogrammed is trying to turn somebody on to Pearl Jam. Championship Edition is hardcore Pearl Jam fans that your best songs as opposed to trying to turn somebody on to the band. Sure. That would be.
Yeah.
That's how I'm viewing it as a.
Totally fair.
Post fair. Question mark.
Sure. All right. If we're talking about best songs, I know only got three votes, but in my personal opinion, if someone were to ask me what's one of a perfect song of theirs, I always think to Given to Fly. I know it only got three votes, but I feel like it is such a good representation of like everything of theirs. They played it at one of their three songs at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. It's just I just like it a whole lot. I think it's one of my favorites. It's
great. I agree.
Hard for them.
I will fight for Given to Fly as well. I think
it's
got everything you want, and it needs a spot on this list.
But it goes against Brain of Jay, the other yield with three votes. Just remember how historical Brain of Jay is. You know, like you can't.
We can have two
yield discard songs. History.
No need to throw out Brain of Jay here.
If you guys don't want to throw it out, then that's fine.
Brain of Jay, I think as well. We're very happy you made it this far. You're just happy to be here. But it was never going to make the top 10.
Gonzaga. Wow. 98.
Yeah. Given to Fly in.
George Mason.
Yeah.
Card was a good card to play.
Let's not put Given to Fly in the top three yet, but let's advance it to the next stage. How about that?
Put it up to the top.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Does anybody want to make a case for anything else that's left? You got Light Years, Go, Alive, and Hail Hail.
I'm going to make a case for two. I'm going to make a case for Go and Alive. I can't even fathom how Alive only has three. And Go is the statement of probably their most pivotal point of their career in recording verses. And it starts that record, and I think it has to move on.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't live it, but nothing would beat popping in verses for the first time and hearing Go as the first song on their second album.
I still remember that moment when I was 15 in my car.
I remember that moment and I didn't live it.
Yeah. I nearly decapitated myself to the song at Randall's Island in 1996. I'm just saying, for how hard I was just slamming my neck back and forth during the entire 3 minutes of it. And for that alone, the fact that my head is still on my body, I want this song going over.
So is anybody willing to stand in the way of Go going on?
Not I.
No, I'm fine with it going in.
All right. So Go is in. You got two spots remaining. If my computer would stop acting up. There we go. All right, so you got Given to Fly, Light Years, Alive, Hail Hail. Alive was just brought up as well.
And we have two left?
We have two spots.
Five left?
I think Given to Fly should take one of these spots now that we're down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, I think for me it's Given to Fly and Alive.
Both from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm obviously definitely okay with Given to Fly, and I would say Alive, probably of the remaining ones, would probably be my other vote as well. And I really love Light Years, and I didn't even vote for one of this, but I really love Light Years.
I mean, you're not going to get me to say a bad word about Light Years, but right. I'm okay with it being number 11 or 12, you know?
Right. I said I didn't even vote for it today, and I feel bad cutting it.
I feel bad cutting anything.
I know.
And if Alive has to be the hit that we advance, like, you know, the major song that everybody knows, then I'm cool with it. If it was Even Fly, I'd be like, no, let's not do it. If it was Jeremy, I'd say no.
I'm just playing devil's advocate on my own song here. There's at least two major hits in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corduroy and Black.
And if you're looking at this, as Justin said, Champion Edition, all of the songs that are listed here are songs that, like, you go to a Pearl Jam concert as a hardcore Pearl Jam fan, you're kind of expecting, like, the only odd duck in here, and I wouldn't call it an odd duck because, again, it falls on my favorite record, is In My Tree. Everything is something that, like, wants to be heard, and I would want to hear it In My Tree at every show. They don't play it enough for me.
Yeah.
But from what I'm hearing, Given to Fly is in, and the conversation is
between the last one.
I'll cede to the fact that there has to be a Yield song on here. It's not my favorite by a long shot on that record, but I'm okay with it, especially if they play it at the tempo that it's played on the record.
I agree to that. I'm much more in favor to the Yield version and the production of it. I think that's their best produced song.
You take the whole thing into account. You got to include that as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is, I know we agreed not to talk about it like this. The top 10 ending in 1998. I mean, is that right?
It is what it is, man.
Most people would say that, though. Most people wouldn't look to the 2000s for Pearl Jam's best songs. They would look to it as like, okay, I like these. These are kind of hidden gems. But like, when I think of the 2000s, do you really think that is Light Years the best song of the 2000s? I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
It might be.
Yeah.
That song is so good in the 2000 tour, which is probably my favorite. That song is 2000 Pearl Jam for me. There's so many versions of it that are just like, just very intense.
But is it enough to push it over Alive?
Hey, Hail Hail's there too. Like,
I don't know if we
with two No Code that are on there, if we're ignoring the album thing.
Well, by that logic, we already have 2:10 on there.
True.
I mean,
that's not a vote against the Live. I'm just saying, you know.
This is going to be 10's Redemption, isn't it?
this is incredibly challenging because, like, I haven't. and I know John is in the same place I am. I have an intense emotional attachment to Light Years.
Yes.
An intense emotional attachment to Light Years. So I'm just saying, like, between that and Alive, whichever one is 10 and whichever one is 10 and 10.1, I'm not going to – I don't lose sleep over. If Hail Hail moved over, I mean, I'm not even going to argue that because No Code's my favorite record. So it's like all three of those, it's just a matter of, like, where do they really – when we look at that list of that top nine, where do those last three songs fit?
But the thing is, you talk about Alive, and you if you look at the song's total, like, life, as like this, taking the studio versions into account, taking the live versions into account, taking everything about the song, I think Alive comes out on top.
It's the first song, and I think this is a point, this is a really important point that we brought up when we talked about the Off-Ramp and talked about the 30th anniversary of Pearl Jam. This is literally their first song, and it's their biggest song. That's such an important facet. Like, nobody ever has their first song, their first attempt at creating a song, be this huge of a song, where it's the song that basically ends the night, the song that signals the end, and everybody's pumping their fists and chanting along with it.
Like, yeah, like, you talk about breaking the curse, you talk about what this song is going to mean when they come back. Like, yeah, I think for me, it's Alive by a hair over Light Years.
All right, so let's do this democratically. Here's what I'm hearing from my seat. Hail Hail is officially out.
I think that's unfortunately fair. But
Yeah.
So let's put it to a vote. Alive versus Light Years. Majority wins. Jeez.
I didn't think this was gonna think about this.
Alive.
That easy for pretty long.
Can we do, like, weighted votes?
we're going to Maine.
We go, like, a point system. Yeah.
Maine does a weighted ballot, right?
Rank choice.
I rank Alive slightly better than Light Years.
Same.
It's weird because I picked Light Years and I didn't pick Alive, but I think as far as the importance of the song, like, Light Years doesn't even get played at every show. It's considered a real rare one to hit now. And although that's an okay thing, and it's great to have the rare songs, it's always comfort food when you do get the song that everybody knows, everybody in that building knows. It's so important. So I will second that, third that, Alive.
It just needs one more.
Going into my first and as of now only Pearl Jam show, the song that I thought was going to make me cry was them opening with Release, which did not happen because of the rain delay. I was at the second night of Wrigley 2018. And out of nowhere, we're talking about two songs with emotion here, so this is why I'm thinking about this. Out of nowhere, the one that was the one that brought me to tears was in fact Alive. So that's why I'm going to push my vote toward Alive.
There it is. Four. Majority wins.
Just out of curiosity.
Now I don't have to say, right?
You don't have to if you don't want to.
No, I think I would have sided with Alive, even though I had Alive on my list and didn't have Light Years. But I really wanted to have Light Years on there, especially after the conversation. But I think Alive, like everybody's saying, it's kind of too important not to have it on there. And I think I love Binaural more than most people do. I that's, you know, probably top three or four of the records of mine. And so I'd love to have a song on there, but I can't do it to the expense of Alive, I don't think.
All right. So you got your 10. Here we go. Corduroy, Present Tense, Rearview Mirror, Black, In My Tree, Immortality, Release, Go, Given to Fly, and Alive. Now, let the fists start flying. Randy, of those 10, which one's the one?
I mean, this is either going to be fist flying or everybody's just going to say yes and go home. So I could either decide to throw a wrench in here or just take the easy route. And there is an easy route to this, but it's not as easy as you would think. I can argue Corduroy, and that would be a perfectly fine argument, but I also think that Rearview Mirror has a decent argument. I also think that release has a decent argument. Immortality, to me, it's my number two. I think that's a great argument. All those are in my top five. So that's where I stand. I Corduroy is always the moment that makes me feel like I'm at a Pearl Jam show, whether it's played first or whether it's played fifth. Anytime I hear Corduroy, it lights a fire and lights a spark under me. And it's always been a constant in my life. From the time that I started listening to Pearl Jam, it's like, it's the starter kit song. It's the first song that's not one of the major, major hits that you gravitate towards and you make it your own. So I would say that Corduroy would be my guess as to what I think everybody would pick. And it's going to be my pick, but I'm just going to let it play out, because the other ones, I will fight for the other ones too. I will try to make the arguments for the other one. But for me, it is Corduroy.
All right, let's see if anybody agrees with you. John, what are you thinking?
Yeah, it's 50-50 between Corduroy and In My Tree. I think those are just a hair above the other ones. I mean, I'm looking at Black. Like, you couldn't go wrong with Black. You couldn't go wrong with Alive. Like, we just agonized over getting Alive in here, and we just talked about, you know, how special like it has been and the life that it's had. And it's, yeah, I don't know, but the one that grabs me usually when I first hear it is Corduroy. So that's probably, that edges out the other ones by just the smallest margin.
All right, Patrick.
It's definitely Corduroy. I've talked about this on a couple of different podcasts, the song, and
you were literally on the Corduroy Evolution episode and probably Brandon's.
And I did it on Better Band. Yeah. And it's not my favorite Pearl Jam song, and I'm not saying that to like discount it, but it is, I feel like it's probably the most important Pearl Jam song in their catalog. I really feel like that is it, that song is an absolute fulcrum in where they were and where they were heading. And
it's a mission statement.
Yes, absolutely.
Very much so. It defines right. Pearl Jam of 1994-95.
Joey, you can keep hammering the nails, or you can throw a wrench in it.
You guys have made about a million great points, so it's really, really hard to not do that. But I mean, for me, Corduroy is right behind this one for me. But we talked a lot about Alive in the debate we just had, just kind of about what it means being the first song, being that song that's been along for the whole ride. But you know, not just because, you know, my bias in it being my favorite song pushes it in that direction, but also, you know, it was their first live song. I think that deserves the credit that it should get. I think that looking at this list largely, the recorded versions are the things that we should, you know, kind of grab onto first and deal with. But you know, bonus points goes in the live direction, and that's the biggest way that super fans of the band interact with the band. And considering that in many ways, you know, defines what this Deprogrammed is, I have to push forward release as my just absolute number one. Because if I had to put it in one sentence, it's just what we always circle back to. It's what it always circles back to.
All right. Bradley, you can go, you can back one of them, or you can go elsewhere.
Well, I will say, when I made the case for Given a Fly earlier, I kind of mentioned that it would be my personal like number one with a bullet, and it probably still would be. And I guess if the game was to give one song to some random stranger to give them an idea, Given a Fly might be my number one choice, but number two would very closely be Corduroy. And so it's very hard to argue with Corduroy getting the spot in this tonight, just because, like I said, it's very close as a number two. And, I agree with pretty much everything everybody else said too. So I will put my vote behind Corduroy.
All right. And just to find out where your head's at on this, Curtis, what are you thinking?
I mean, what's best, right? What is, what does that mean? The song that sounds the best live, to me, that's immortality. To think about what's the most impressive and like their achievement in songwriting, I think that on this list is In My Tree. As far as like making you like feel something, and do you need to have a good cry? I mean, you can't go wrong with Release, especially when they open it up with that. You're standing in the rain and you finally get to hear this band play. But all the combination of the above, and as far as being like that iconic thing, Corduroy is Pearl Jam. This is Pearl Jam. That is what this band is, just condensed down into one song that's taken us on a journey from the early 90s to today. They'll play it every night. It's perfect every night, even when it's terrible. Absolutely Corduroy.
All right.
Well. Terrible.
When's ranked choice voting?
Sorry, Joey, but I
think. Well, it was number two on my list. Like I said, it wins ranked choice voting. Number two on my list. I mean, it, for all of the points listed, Curtis, you almost made me cry there.
Curtis, I mean, with the speeches today.
I know. Yeah. Right?
That was really good. But yeah, no. Corduroy's Pearl Jam. I can't refute that. And you know, I have no problem with pushing Corduroy forward for this.
Now, do we debate where everything else lies in the top 10?
Please no. Please no.
We do have a trash episode to get to.
I would say that is the one thing we got right. Well, one of the few things we got right in ours, because Corduroy was our number one with a bullet too. I mean, yeah. It was a debate between that and Not For You, but Corduroy won out. So, hey, we did something right.
Yeah. Hey. I'm bummed that Not For You didn't make our list. That was one I was that I was passionate about in the last round, but.
And if I would have picked upset. It would have been unanimous in there. But
all right,
so Christ.
Let me run it down one last time. Corduroy is your number one with a bullet. It is the Pearl Jam song. Present Tense, Rearview Mirror, In My Tree, Given to Fly, Immortality, Go, Release, Black, and Alive. Those are the championship edition Pearl Jam songs picked by Pearl Jam fanatics. So take that and put it in your pipe and smoke it, as they say. Do they say that anymore? Or am I just making things up?
That's,
I think it's putting like your vape pen and vape it. Or is that,
okay. There you go.
That's a solid list. There's not a wrong choice there.
I can't complain about any of this. And honestly, this is pretty close to what I was expecting. I was kind of expecting all the big fan favorite live songs to make it, and some of those that were really tough that, you know, you had to consider in there. Songs like Save You didn't even get a vote, and that was in my top 25. That was number 21. Very, very tough one. A great song that has defined the band. Animal didn't get a vote. Like, there's a lot here that, you know, unfortunately didn't pass, but it doesn't mean that they belong in the trash. That just means we all have come to an agreement on a definitive top 10. And if this is the top 10, I'm pretty freaking happy with what we did, because that right there should define what the Pearl Jam listener should be listening to. So I think we did it.
Hey, anybody else have thoughts before we wrap?
I'm really freaking proud of this list. Actually, I think we did a good job, guys.
The Trashy Six.
But like you said, Justin, we went through all this and we ended up with the same number one. That's really interesting.
Yeah. I mean, we came upon it for different reasons. But yeah, like, it is interesting that for as much as we quote unquote got wrong, like, we still got something right. So
it's a tough one not to get.
Well, now it's gone through the ringer and it still came out on top.
Yes. Yeah.
So
it's the champion.
So after this episode, if you liked what we were doing in these last two episodes, you have a chance to listen to more Deprogram. Justin, I'll let you plug your show, and then I'll plug another Deprogram thing that we'll be doing on another platform. Justin, where can everybody find your show?
Well, we're on all podcast platforms. It comes out on Thursdays. Deprogrammed is the podcast where we take a panel. Most of the time, it's me not knowing the band and two to three other people joining me. We discuss the band, try to create a top 10 starter kit, and hopefully make people mad, because that seems to be what we do. That's what we did. That's how you got this, is we made John mad. So, but we're available on all podcast platforms. Please share, tell a friend, I don't know, that you like the show. There you go. I'm not good at plugging stuff.
I think you did just swell there, bud. So we have more Deprogrammed coming up in the next week or so after Christmas. We are going to release the trash edition of Deprogrammed. So everything that was voted on in the first initial round that had either one or two votes that didn't make the cut, the qualifier, will be voted on again. And some of these songs will get its redemption. Songs like Even Flow and Why Go and Jeremy, they will all have redemption. And that is going to be on the Patreon platform. If you'd like to contribute to the show, patreon.com/liveonfourlegs, and you will get access to that, Evolution episodes, Bridge School episodes, and the moon. We will promise you the moon somehow. If I have to fish it from the sky, I will get it there just for the patrons. So thank you once again, everybody, for joining in on this. I want to thank the panel, Curtis, Bradley, Bagel, Joey, and John, I guess, and especially Justin, for, you know, letting us do this and taking your germ of an idea and turning it into something bigger. And I think we talked about it after we got off last time. Hopefully other fans of other bands can do this on other podcasts at some point. And it's just a fun experiment to see where you wind up and where you end up. So we did it with Pearl Jam, and boy, that is a wrap. And yeah, if you want to go back and listen to that sometimes, it's going to be an entertaining re-listen. So thank everybody for listening in. Hopefully we'll see you again in 2021. That's pretty much it for 2020. Next week, we will have a best of the guest show. It's pretty much a clip show, but John and I will still be talking, and it'll still be some new content and maybe previewing what you can get in 2021. So as we say goodbye to 2020, the best year in humankind, right? Give it up for 2020, you guys. What? Nobody else had a really good... Really? But we went to all those... But we did... But outside...
Rubbing it in.
Okay, then. 2021. Here we come. See you in 2 weeks for 2021. This may be the end. We're here, but not for much longer. And although we may be parting ways, I miss you already, and I miss you always. Thanks for tuning in to Live on Four Legs Deprogrammed, this little crossover episode. We shall see you again soon.
The waiting drove me mad.
A crossover episode?